Their divorce is pending.
This is not going to end well for either one of you.
And not a moment too soon.
We started calling each other names, and then I got tired of it. I called 911.
So all this name calling took place in front of your children?
Yes.
When I tried to leave, that's when he refused to let me out.
She called 911 saying that I locked her in the bathroom. The lock's inside.
He said that I had hit him.
Oh, now we're getting somewhere.
Judge Judy. You are about to enter the courtroom of Judge Judith Scheindlin. The people are real. The cases are real. The rulings are final. This is Judge Judy.
Euphemia Ione is suing the father of her children, Adrian Alcarez, for assaulting her during a custody exchange.
Order. All rise.
Yeah, it's case number 13 on the calendar in the matter of Ione versus Alcarez.
Thank you.
You're welcome. Judge Pires has been sworn in. You may be seated.
Miss Ione, how long have you and the defendant been married?
We've been married for 7 years, but together for 14.
And you have children together?
Yes, we have
three. How many?
Three.
How old are they?
I have a 12-year-old, an 8-year-old, and a 3-year-old.
And you are currently in the process of divorcing, is that right?
That's correct.
Who will the children be living with?
We will be sharing custody of the children.
Is that right, sir?
That's correct.
How many days a week will they be living with you, sir?
5 days out of the week.
And how many days a week will they be living with you?
5 days as well. We'll alternate
weekends. Well, that's
weekends.
10 days a week. There aren't 10 days in a week.
We'll alternate weekends.
Every other week.
Yeah. It appears that if you are going to permit Miss Ione, your children, who are 12, 8, and 3, to spend considerable time unsupervised with their father, I don't understand what you're doing here, asking for damages as a result of your soon-to-be ex-husband assaulting you. That is a strange thing for me. Very, very strange. That's just sort of mind-boggling that if you think someone is abusive and violent, you would consent to, and at least appear to be in agreement with, children being in their unsupervised custody. So you have to explain that to me before you get to this incident, which I may hear and may not hear.
He's a great father.
Great. So what are you suing him for if he's a great father?
He's just not a good husband.
Well, that's why you're divorcing him.
Yes.
So what are you doing here? Well, he's a great father.
He's a great father, but he's not great with me.
He's not great with you. That's why you're not together anymore.
Yes.
Right. So what are you doing here? Do you know what she's doing here, Mr. Alcarez?
I thought she was suing me for some medical bills or something.
Yes, that's what she's doing. She's suing you for some medical bills. Do you know anything about that?
That's news to me. I didn't even know she went to the doctor.
What do you do for a living, sir?
I'm a delivery driver.
And what do you do?
I'm an office manager.
Do you have protective orders against each other?
We did at one point, yes.
When was that?
This was in
February 28th.
Why don't you tell me what happened on that date, Mr. Alcarez?
Prior to February 28th, which was that's a Monday, on that weekend, the 27th, 26th, and 25th, which was Friday, I was going to go to San Diego to sell one of my old cars. I already had a babysitter, but since me and her had come to an agreement that she had not seen the kids for a week, that it was okay for her to babysit my kids through the weekend.
Okay, so your children had been with you for the week?
Correct.
And you were going to stay with them for the weekend when he was away?
Yes.
Fine. Keep going.
Okay. So Saturday, when I'm packing all my stuff to go, I get a call saying that she's not going to take care of the kids because since I always ruin her plans, she's going to ruin my plans. So I said, well, I'm already halfway out, and the kids are going to be here waiting for you. So she said, okay, never mind. Just do it and leave. So I said, okay. So I left.
So you left your 12-year-old in charge of the 8- and 3-year-old?
Yes.
That's not an answer. That's either yes or no.
Yes.
And what time did you leave the 12-year-old with the...
Sorry.
What time did you leave the 12-year-old with the 8- and 3-year-old?
Right about 4 o'clock p.m.
4 o'clock in the afternoon?
4 p.m., yes.
On Saturday?
Correct.
Keep going.
She was on her way back from work, so that's why I left them at that time. I left. Come Sunday, I get a bunch of phone calls from her saying I need to be back home because she has to go to some kind of training, and I called her back. I said, well, you told me you were cool for the weekend. You know, they were going to stay with the kids. So she said, no, you need to be here. You need to be here. So I rushed back. I got back about 6 p.m.
6 p.m. on Sunday?
Yes.
Okay, so you got back at 6, and you walked in the door, and?
And so...
Now, look at me. Don't look there.
Okay.
Look here.
I told her, okay, I'm here. Get out, you know, because she was already mad. And then she told me that I owe her money for not...
Stop playing with the papers.
She told me that I owe her money because she missed her training class for a no-show fee.
What kind of training class did you have?
I didn't have a training class. I had to go to work. But that wasn't an excuse. That's
just a second. He doesn't make up stories. He may do a lot of bad things, Miss Ion, but he doesn't make up stories. Trust me, how I know that. He didn't make up a story about a training class and owing money. He may do a lot of bad things, a lot of things that you don't like. Do you understand? Perfect. Comes under the category, madam, of 14 years ago you picked him. You picked him to make three children with, right?
Yes.
So, let's not play with each other, okay?
Okay.
Perfect. Okay, so you came home at 6 o'clock and you were angry because you had to come back early and you started arguing with each other.
Correct.
And you told her to get out.
Right.
Because you were angry that you had to come back early.
Right.
All right, and this angry telling the mother of your children to get out in an angry fashion took place in front of your three children.
Unfortunately, two of them, yes.
Well, I'm just telling you.
Right.
That's not being a good father. And if she was yelling at you and telling you that you owed her money in front of the children, that's not being a good mother. That you understand. Children don't have to be involved in your mistakes. They didn't ask to be born. You did that all on your own. So you're not put on earth to make them miserable during their growing up years. Because you can't get along with each other anymore. You don't like each other anymore. So you're not supposed to say bad things about him. You're not supposed to ask for money. You're not supposed to do anything that makes them feel badly about their father. And you're not supposed to be disrespectful to their mother. Got it? Perfect. Now, so you're telling her to get out and she's telling you that you owe her money for some nonsense. Because she missed her training class.
Right.
Go ahead.
So then it just, the argument escalated.
How did it escalate, Mr. Alcarez?
Well, from what I can remember, she was getting close for the children because she had my oldest son with her at that time at her place. So she was taking clothes from the basket for him. But at the same time, she was throwing my clothes on the floor. So I said, why would you do that? So I jumped up. I said, man, leave the stuff alone. She's like, I'm getting clothes for my son. I said, yeah, but you're throwing all my stuff on the floor. What's up with that? And so we started calling each other names. And then I got tired of it. I called 911. I said, because I know it's going to escalate even more.
So all this name calling took place in front of your children?
Yes.
And?
And so...
Look.
I'm thinking of what, like, how to say it.
Don't think with your eyeballs on the carpet. Think with your eyeballs on mine.
Okay. It's because I thought you were a little bit taller.
You think I'm taller? I am taller. I just give a short appearance.
Okay. So I call 911. I told him, look, we're arguing, we're fighting. I need you guys to come. Unfortunately, I have called 911 before, and every time they come, they tell me they can't do nothing because she leaves before they get there. So I told her this time, you're not getting out of my house until the police gets here. However, she ran in the bathroom and locked herself in there. And she called 911 and said that I locked her in the bathroom. But I said, how can I lock you in the bathroom when you locked yourself in the bathroom? The lock's inside.
Judge Judy continues in a moment.
People don't drink in the morning unless they have a problem.
At the car shows, they do.
You know, I've been to the car shows. I never had cocktails in the morning. And I've been known to have a cocktail.
Okay.
And later today...
The engagement ring was given as an engagement ring. Is that correct?
Yes, Your Honor.
You acknowledge that. Is that correct?
I do. However, California law, it
don't
says...
Don't tell me. Listen to me carefully.
Euphemia Ione claims the father of her children, Adrian Alcarez, assaulted her during a custody exchange. Adrian says Euphemia is making up a story.
Go ahead.
So I'm standing outside with the other 911 officer and in front of my door saying, look, I'm in front of my door, and she's saying I ain't letting her out the bathroom, but she's in there screaming. So anyways,
all in front of your three children?
Two.
Which two? 8 and 3?
8 and 3.
Where was the 12-year-old?
At grandma's house. At that time.
What was he doing at his grandmother's house? I thought he had been watching the 8 and 3-year-old.
I guess he was downstairs. I thought he was... he was watching the kids when I left.
But then he went to his grandmother's house.
We're talking about Sunday now.
Sunday he went to his grandmother's house?
Yeah, I just left him.
Okay.
Yeah.
Fine. Go ahead.
You threw me off on that one. Okay, so Sunday anyway, the police comes and they separate us. And they asked her to take the kids based on the fact that I was at a car show trying to sell my car, and I did drink a little bit. So they told her to take the kids.
Oh, so wait just a second. So when you came back from San Diego, you had some alcohol.
Is
not an answer.
I drank, yes.
I sort of knew that, Mr. Alcarez.
I was at a car show all day.
Who drove home?
I did.
Not smart.
But my drinking took place in the morning. I drove home in the evening.
You were drinking in the morning?
Yes. I got to the car
show.
If
you were drinking in the morning, you got a real problem, Mr. Alcarez.
No.
If you were drinking in the morning, I don't care where you were. People don't drink in the morning unless they have a problem.
At the car shows, they do.
At car shows, they do. You know, I've been to the car shows. I've been to the Javits Center to a car show. I've been to a lot of car shows. I never had cocktails in the morning. Got there at 10 o'clock before the crowds, but I never had a cocktail in the morning. And I've been known to have a cocktail.
Okay.
Do you drink when you're driving your truck?
No.
Don't look over there. See the eyeballs? Right here.
Oh, it's the light. It's the light that's hitting my eyes.
There have been, over 16 years, thousands of people who've stood in the same place where you are standing. Nobody has complained of lights in their eyes. It's the first time. You're a first. Do you understand?
Yes.
The reason you're having a problem in your home because of your drinking?
No.
Okay. Now you want to tell me what happened on February 28th? And let's skip the nonsense of, I absolutely believe him, that you called him and said, I'm going to screw up your plans like you screwed up mine. Because he doesn't make things up. He doesn't make things up about his drinking. He didn't make things up about others. I absolutely believe that you said that to him, because I absolutely believe that he has done that to your plans on occasion.
Several times, yes.
Yes.
But the reason for me calling him constantly is because when I went to go take care of my son and my daughter, I didn't have a car at the moment, so I got dropped off. That night, my son had a fever, kept having a fever for the whole entire night, and I kept calling him back. Said, you know what, I don't have a car. If he does get sick, what do I do? He pretty much didn't answer my call sometimes. I would call him all day, all night. And finally, when he showed up at 9 o'clock at night. And I was laying in bed with my son. He comes into where we're sleeping, pulls the blankets off of me. He told me, get the F out.
Had you told him to come home?
Yes, I did tell him to come home.
Okay. And then what happened?
So once he pulled the blankets off me and cursed me out in front of my child, then when I got up, I got my stuff and said, you know what, I don't need this. I'm going to grab my stuff and go. When I was heading for my purse, he grabbed my purse and started walking out the door and threw my purse out the patio area. So when I tried to reach for it to try to leave, that's when he closed the door on my body. At that time, we were going back and forth, arguing, and I said, you know what, I just want to leave. Just let me out. At that point, I was so frustrated, crying. My child was there. He was crying. He didn't know what to do. He was shaking.
Let me ask you this question. What you're telling me is that you did nothing in this confrontation with him, that it was all him. Is that what you're telling
me? I understand. I did call him a lot of times. I mean, I called him so many times because I was, you know, I really
harassing
wanted him. Yes. I was harassing him.
So you were harassing him to come home?
Yes.
Okay.
Judge Judy continues in a moment.
Now I'm calling 911 because you hit me.
That's what he said, yes.
Is that what happened? Don't go like this. I'm not interested in this.
And later today.
It's over.
Wow.
Finished.
And not even the damage to my car either?
After he damaged your car, did you share a bed with him?
Euphemia Ione claims the father of her children, Adrian Alcarez, assaulted her during a custody exchange. Adrian says Euphemia is making up a story.
Now, that doesn't excuse anything that went on Sunday when he came home. On Sunday, he took your purse and threw it out the door. Now, when somebody takes your pocketbook and throws it out the door, that suggests to a normal person that he wants you to follow your purse.
I did.
Just a second. That suggests to me that all he wants you to do is to get out, because otherwise there'll be no other reason for him to throw your purse outside on the porch. But that didn't happen. So what I'm trying to figure out is, I know that he probably behaved badly on February 28th, and I want to know what you did.
Oh, we were just pretty much arguing and calling each other's names at that point. When I tried to leave, that's when he refused to let me out.
You mean he just threw your purse out?
He threw my purse out when I was heading out the door. That's when he closed the door. He's like, no, you're not leaving, because he said that I had hit him.
Oh, now we're getting somewhere. Now, Miss Aeon, we're getting somewhere. So he threw your purse out the door.
Yes.
And then he said, now you're not going anywhere because you hit me.
Mm-hmm.
Right. Now I'm calling 911 because you hit me.
That's what he said, yes.
That's what he said.
Mm-hmm.
Is that what happened? Don't go like this. I'm not interested in this.
No, sir. She didn't hit me. She did not hit me.
You see where we're going, sir? This is not going to end well for either one of you.
I call 911.
She said you threw her purse out the door. When you throw her purse out the door, you throw her purse out the door because you want her to leave.
Right.
Now, I don't care if you want somebody else to pay your medical bills, madam, but if there was a fight inside and a domestic fight inside the house, I don't know what you're doing here.
Well,
that's why I say she didn't hit me, because if she would have hit me, I would have hit her back and I would have got arrested. Nobody got arrested for nothing. The police came. I threw her purse out because she was throwing my clothes on the floor. She tried to come back in. I closed the door, and I think she put her leg right in front of the door, and I think it got jammed in the door, but I don't know. I don't know if that was...
And that's what happened. She had a fight. And if you thought it was anything more than that, madam, you would not have consented to him having joint custody of your children. Do you understand?
Yes.
Okay. Case is over. Get a divorce. Yeah. Resolve your custody issues. List whatever bills you have as marital debt.
I have
Pay them jointly. Pay them jointly.
Save that work for this.
Pay them jointly. Do you understand? Goodbye.
Parties are excused. You may step out.
The abuse, verbal, mental.
I'm still here. If I abused, I would have been arrested.
Been going on for years.
Just hardhead, both of us.
Go around and just decide to hit me whenever he wants to, and...
She wants her things were her way. I want things my way.
Play it off like he didn't do anything.
We just bump head too much.
I don't know. I'm just pretty much try to stay away from him, that's all.
And now, the next case.
All parties in a matter of Wagner versus Mold. Step forward.
Doug Wagner is suing his ex-girlfriend, Kathy Mold, for the return of an engagement ring and a mattress. Kathy is countersuing for unpaid rent and food costs.
Mr. Wagner, you and the defendant were engaged to be married. Didn't work out. You moved out. You want the engagement ring back. Some other nonsense. One of the things that additions to the ring that you want back is a mattress that you purchased because you moved in together. The defendant, with regard to the mattress, says that she got rid of her old mattress because you moved in this new mattress and you took the old mattress someplace to use in your office. In any event, when you moved in together and you bought the mattress, she got rid of her old one, so you shared the new one. Is that correct?
Yes, Your Honor.
Oh, then you don't get the mattress back, but you did get the engagement ring back. Because the engagement ring was given as an engagement ring, is that correct?
Yes, Your Honor.
You acknowledge that, is that correct?
I do. However, California law, it
says... Don't tell me, listen to me carefully.
Judge Judy continues in a moment. Have you been cheated? Go to judgejudy.com or call 1-888-800-JUDY.
Now, this is an ecumenical court. We deal with a lot of jurisdictions.
Okay.
So I don't rely on what California law is.
Okay.
The right thing to do when you have a contract to marry and an engagement ring is given in contemplation of that contract to marry, nobody wants to get married if it's not going to work out. So why should you have the ring? It didn't work out. You have to give him the ring back.
Okay.
Great. That's easy.
Okay.
He tried. It didn't work out. So you get the ring back. Understood?
Yes, ma'am.
Perfect. You don't get the mattress. That's sort of ridiculous. Now, the next thing that I have to deal with is the defendant's counterclaim, which is also ridiculous. You were living together. She waived some rent, she says, because you agreed to put in hardwood floors. You didn't put in the hardwood floors before you moved out. So now you should pay the rent and some food that she paid for you while you...
That he even said he was going to pay for.
It's over.
Wow.
Finished. Give him back his ring.
Well, he could
go look on for somebody else.
Yeah.
You can move on and look for somebody else.
And not even the damage to my car either?
Just a second. After he damaged your car by putting something up against it.
Right.
Did you share a bed with him?
Yeah.
Goodbye. Get your ring back. That's all. Thank you.
Parties are excused. You may step out.
Judge Judy continues in a moment. And on the next Judge Judy.
He wanted to leave, and you know what? I wasn't going to force him to stay.
She has anger issues.
And then he wanted to have a relationship with me outside.
You can see by her demeanor.
You know what? I have no respect for him, so I couldn't have a relationship with him.
What kind of person she is.
I don't even want to talk to him, and I don't want him texting me.
What I dealt with.
Or calling me, or having anything to do with me.
For a while, and I was done with it.
I think he's the epitome of scum.
She is a woman scorned.
And you know what? Karma is a bigger than I'll ever be.